How's it going?
When's the last time you had a tick, Donna, on your body, attached to your body?
Last year. Maybe 2 years ago.
Mike, you ever had a tick?
I've seen one crawling before it latched on.
I had one. I don't remember the last one, though. It's been years and years.
I had my first one ever attached to me a couple weeks ago in the shower.
Oh, wow.
That was shocking.
Yeah,
I was like,
I found
is that
one
a scab? And I was like, I'll be darned.
Same, same.
But one on the neck of my daughter there, one on the arm of my son, and the ear of my dog. Can you spray for ticks? Do they have insect people who say will help keep the ticks away as well as the mosquitoes? And
definitely.
Okay, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You could even do a thing, attach it to your hose and do the perimeter of your home.
Oh, maybe I should do that.
I think you should, especially if you spend time outside.
Donna, how can I not?
I know, right?
The National Forest out there. We thank you all for listening wherever you happen to be listening. This is the Don and Steve Experience, a Friday edition. It's hour three. And during the third hour of our Friday show, we always try to mix it up and rotate through some different things. We are going to do a slow jam today. DJ Rock Lobster is out, so we're not doing any sort of balderdash style games. But we'll do a little slow jam. We have a study coming up at 11:15. There's a study on male friendship. Mm-hmm. And there's another one asking this question. Would you rather be 5 times richer? Mm-hmm. 5 times smarter or 5 times more attractive? We'll go around the horn and find out our responses to that in a moment.
Okay. I like that.
But first, we got a little movie star news.
Yeah. So Meryl Streep, I guess she was being interviewed. Meryl. And someone asked her what her favorite love scene was of all the movies she has done. Hmm. And the one she chose has no actual sex in it. There were hippos. It is a scene in Out of Africa, which I cannot remember that movie. I know I saw it. And it's a scene where Robert Redford's character washes her hair by a river.
Hmm.
She said, I guess it's a sex scene in a way because it's so intimate. But we've seen so many scenes of people having sex, but we don't see that loving touch, that care. And apparently it actually took a while for Robert Redford to get it right because they were filming the movie in Africa. There were hippos nearby. Hippos can be very dangerous, and he was nervous. So Meryl Streep's stylist jumped in, showed him what to do. Apparently he took the lesson and he just really got into it and he was great. And by take five, Meryl says, I was so in love. I didn't want it to end that day, even in spite of the hippos.
Hmm.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Okay. All right. Let me tell you this.
Have you ever? Never mind.
Hippo. I do follow some hippos on Instagram. Baby
That's
hippos
great.
Too
good.
In a baby pool. It's adorable.
That's good.
You know, usually they're rescued because something happened to their mom, and so they're bottle fed. It's adorable.
I love animals. I love animals so much.
Here it comes.
But
hippos are murdering machines that terrify me.
Really?
That is a hot
take. They are way too fast in the water. They murder more people per animal, like per number of people, than almost any other animal on the planet. And I'm not joking. They kill more than, I think, crocodiles, more than a lot of other. They are murder machines, and I hate them. And I blame the movie Congo.
Really?
Remember the scene in the movie Congo when they're all on those like yellow rafts and then all of a sudden they're trying to cross the, I don't know what river it is, but all the hippos attack.
Oh,
I've been ruined ever since that moment.
So sorry. But look at their faces. They're just.
Yeah, when they open their mouth.
Pages. Look, I mean, they just look like erdiders, you know? They look like they have, you know, David Letterman teeth.
They look like chubby dinosaurs and they kill us all.
They are very dinosaurish.
Yeah.
Lions only kill 22 people a year. Hippos kill 500.
Exactly.
Okay. Good to know. That explains why they were scared. Jim Krasinski.
No.
John Krasinski.
Yes. I love how moldable you are.
Has been off the office for 10 years. Okay, that's how long it's been since the show is off the air. He is finally admitting that he took something from the set on the last day, to which I wonder, can't you just ask, can I have this?
I think studios are a bit weirder about that than you think they would be.
Really?
Yeah, you're like, I did my time. I've been on the show. You're just going to put it away somewhere in a closet or just totally get rid of it in a garbage can like they did with the David Letterman set.
That's sad. Well, he was a guest on Office Ladies. You know, that's the podcast with Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey.
Mm-hmm.
And he revealed that he walked off with the Dunder Mifflin sign. Angela actually saw him stuffing the sign into the back of his car and called it one of her favorite memories of that day. And he was like, oh, don't look over here.
So you see nothing?
It just looked like he was putting a body in the car. How big is the sign?
Must have been the one from outside of the building, maybe?
Well, there's okay. One where, like, if you Google it, you'll see Steve Carell standing in front of it. It's like the entryway when you're walking into the office. There's this black sign that says Dunder Mifflin. I'd say it's about four and a half, 5 feet. So that's probably the one.
Oh, okay. That's why it looked like he was putting a...
Yep.
Yeah. Body. Donna, it was probably like the that Boston Market sign that one guy dropped off for us.
Okay, that's cool. That would look cool in his living room. Thank you. He's always lied to the series creator, Greg, what's his face?
Greg Daniels.
Who probably suspected that he took it. So that's all I have time for. It's 11:11, Make-A-Wish.
Make-A-Wish, everybody. We have two good studies, so it's good that we're getting to a commercial break on time here. Donna found a study on male friendship that she would like to share with the class. And I ask you the question, would you rather be 5 times richer, smarter, or more attractive? We'll let you know what participants of the study said, and we'll find out what I say and Donna says and Mike says. When we return, it's the Friday edition of Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, it's Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. I think people think all the time that end-of-life services are a really big expense. And, you know, you're going through this tough time and you're grieving and you don't know what to do. And then you got to pay all this money on top of it. Here's the deal. Crescent Tide, if you have ever thought about a simple cremation for when a loved one passes, or maybe you want to pre-plan and prepay for when it's your own time. But here's the deal. They keep their prices low. Simple, customizable cremations start at just $1,000 because they say they like to keep things simple, transparent, and affordable over there. Simple, that means they just do simple cremations. Transparent, that's the customizable part. You want to add on things like a small visitation, a fancier urn, that sort of stuff. You can do that, but they will talk you through it and they won't try to trick you. Affordable, I think you get that. People on the Google reviews say when I called other places, they wanted 4 times what Crescent Tide was offering. Nope, check them out today. It's a small family business right here in St. Paul. My Talk keyword cremation.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Donna and Steve here on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun and we've got studies.
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
I'm Donna.
And I'm TV's Steve Patterson.
You shall start with your study.
I shall start?
You shall.
I thought you shall start. I shall start.
I think yours is a better talker.
If you could choose to be 5 times more of these, which would you choose? But you can only choose one. Would you choose to be 5 times smarter than you currently are?
Mm-hmm.
5 times richer than you currently are?
Uh-huh.
Or 5 times more attractive than you currently are?
Okay.
Don't rush to judgment here. Each has its own merit.
Yeah, so it is a tough question because I gave this some thought. Being richer would automatically make you more attractive, right? In some ways. Being smarter or more attractive could probably make you richer. Right?
That's true. Two people with the same qualifications come in for a job interview, exact same. The hotter person gets it. I didn't make those rules. That's just human nature.
Yeah, yeah. Or the smarter person could get it too.
But I'm saying, but in that case, right. if it's all things are equal,
right.
The hotter person gets it.
Yeah, so there's that. Here's my answer.
Okay.
I'm going to go richer. 5 times richer.
Boy, I did not expect this from you.
I didn't either, but here's my line of thinking. If you're richer, you can buy a better education and have access to better education. And then you can get all the hair and makeup and plastic surgery you want to make yourself more attractive. So you can be all three of those things in one if you had more money. Thank you.
I'll go even less analytical than that. I will join you and say I'd rather be 5 times richer, because if you told me, hey, you're a dumb rich guy, I'm like, okay.
Exactly.
I'll sign up for that. I can still pay the bills. I can save for things. I can pay for colleges or weddings. I can invest. I feel comfortable. So what? You think I'm dumb?
Yeah, who cares? I'm rich.
Boy, we're starting to sound a little greedy. Now, I do like the idea of 5 times smarter is the only one I would go with. I think I'm at the zenith in terms of male attractiveness, so that wouldn't make sense. 5 times smarter, if you just knew a ton of stuff, I'm sure there's a wonderful confidence that comes from that. But then people saying also,
what a
you're surrounded by idiots.
Or people around you are like, okay, nerd, we get it. You know stuff. Okay.
What did
you
say?
Really annoying to be around.
What's that trigger?
If I'm being honest.
I feel
girl.
Like we're stepping on each other now. Okay.
It's fine.
Isn't the word that we identified the other day that could be a clue that you correct people too often is if you use the word actually
mm-hmm.
a lot?
Mm-hmm.
That might be a thing to stop doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Actually, that's not true.
Yeah, okay.
All yeah. right, Mike, let's get your answer.
I think you guys are limiting your potential.
No, thank you.
By choosing 5 times richer, you have a finite, boom, it's over. This is what you get. You're 5 times richer. It ends there. Do with what you want with that money. Go for it. But that's where it ends. 5 times smarter. If you're an average intelligence person, 5 times smarter is going to mean you're at the level of people who are solving things that other people can't solve, that can figure out the stock market another way people can't figure out. You've seen the movie Limitless. Like,
yes.
If we had the opportunity to access our entire brain, somebody who's 5 times smarter than a person with an average intelligence is going to be at such another level. We're going to be having conversations like Elon Musk's of this world and finding different ways. You're going to not put a limit on what your return is. You're going to be making money for your entire life.
Hmm.
That's beautiful, but it sounds exhausting.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
there's a little
the
more
suitcase.
Work involved. Okay, gotcha.
A suitcase of cash. Yeah.
That's a great point, though.
I would go smarter, but.
Okay. All right.
Let me ask this follow-up question to us while we're here.
Okay.
If you could snap a finger and make your, you have a flat stomach, flat firm stomach, or for us, Mike, let's go six-pack. Dudes are more aggressively pursuing that. But if you had like just a super fit stomach in the snap of a finger forever, eat whatever you want, it's fine. You're going to have that flat stomach. Or you have a stunningly beautiful face. that you see every day in the mirror. Everybody sees it. If you could snap your fingers, you could only do one: gorgeous face or super fit stomach. And I mentioned stomach because that is the thing that we all like notice. If you get fat in your stomach, if that's where it collects, that's when shirts start fitting weird and you don't feel great and the pants are tight and all of that. And it's like, gosh, if I could just get this stomach to be flat all the time. So you eat whatever you want and it's always flat. Or you have a stunningly gorgeous face. What would you choose?
Would the fat then collect in other parts of your body? So you got a flat stomach and like huge, huge butt.
Big booty. No.
Arms are just flapping in the wind.
But you got this
some bingo wings.
Chiseled, yeah.
Take flight. No, no. It would just be gone there.
Okay.
I'm going to take the stomach.
I would too, because I think that's an overall indication of your health. Your face, you're going to be a much more healthy person, probably live longer having a flat stomach and being healthy from that standpoint than having a good looking face.
And you're so hyper aware of your stomach.
Always.
Always. You're like, oh God, this shirt is touching my fat rolls and my back rolls.
I should sit up straighter.
Yeah.
This belt feels tight.
Yeah, everyone can see what I'm feeling right now.
My son saw me. I had my 4-year-old, so I had taken my top pants off. I still had like boxer briefs on, but I'm doing this quick change up in the room. And he says, do you have an owie? And I looked down, and just below the waistband of where my underwear band had been was a deep red. Frankly, it looked like an incision.
Dent.
And I was like, son, that's just... Daddy's waistband is too tight.
You know what? It's really sad when you take your pants off and your legs look like someone was drawing on them because of the impression.
You still look like you're wearing flesh-colored pants.
Totally. Oh, man. Well, thanks for bringing that to the table. Here's a study on male friendship. I've got a minute and a half to tell you about it. It's kind of interesting. Think about your closest male buddies. Now think about their significant others, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are they attractive or are they not your type? The reason I ask, now, this was an interesting study. So it found that men are more likely to be friends with one another if they don't share the same taste in women.
Oh,
now, the way they did the study, it was very small scale, 38 heterosexuals, half men, half women, they were asked about the traits they preferred in a potential mate.
Mate.
Then they were shown photos of 20 members of the opposite sex and were told to rank them based on attractiveness. Then they were thrown into a speed friending event where they interacted with the other people in the study. Men interacted with men, women interacted with women. And this, just picture speed dating, but this is just speed friendship potential. And what they found was that the men were more likely to bond with other men that had different preferences in women. The women, no difference whatsoever.
That's interesting.
So it sounds, but the men didn't know who the other men were rating. It just so happened that the study found that as long as you don't have the same taste in women, you could be friends.
I feel like this is a correlation isn't the same as causation. If the men didn't know.
Right.
How each other's attractiveness toward a certain type of woman. That feels like a fake study.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Thank you.
But I appreciate that you brought it to us.
You're welcome.
We're going to do a slow jam next. Laugh at our expense. Stay there.
It's Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. Let's throw back to last spring when I said no more. I'm getting too chubby. I'm pushing 200 pounds. I'm not a 200-pound person. Hey, MNFatLoss.com, what can you do to help me? They said, hey, we have time-tested methods that'll help you drop some weight and look better this summer. I said, sign me up. Guess what? 2 months later, I was not in the high 190s. I was in the low 170s because of the foods and stuff that they told me I could eat and watch pounds come off. I said, wow, I don't have to eat prepackaged meals. I'm not taking any weird drugs that I don't know the side effects of that are just tricking my body, tricking my hunger. No, they gave me the time-tested methods that helped me lose 25, 30 pounds. It could work for you too. Here's the deal. For a limited time, if you call them up and say, hey, Rocco from My Talk sent me, you can save $200.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome back. You're not even going to believe what I'm watching right now.
Oh my gosh, it's got to be an animal video.
It is.
Is it a hippo video?
It is.
Oh. Okay. Are they making a baby hippo?
Nope. He's making a food baby.
Donna, so foul.
Well, you asked and I didn't want to say the word poo.
So you're watching a video of a hippo crapping?
Yeah, because it's like a sprinkler. It pees and poos at the same time and its tail is like splashing it all, like sending it all around.
Well,
wow.
This is going to come
it's
up
like
on
a wood
the,
chipper, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just like, it's really
fascinating. How'd you get on this, Donna?
Because Bradley and Mike told me.
All right, I've got a video up right now. Oh, the tail gets going.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's like self-wiping.
Yeah.
Yeah,
except
oh my gosh.
It's like raining almost as he's doing it. It's getting all over his head and... Fascinating. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. How's it going?
What beasts.
They are real cute, though. Oh. I know. Okay, stay away from hippos, everybody. Do we have any hippos at the zoo?
I don't know. There's one at the Albuquerque Zoo.
Okay, that's unhelpful.
Okay.
I don't recall seeing them. I don't think so.
There's got to be.
Oh, here's an interesting email that Sheehan sent us from New York. Thank you to our New York listeners. People listen all over the place. Love you. He said the hotter person usually gets the job, but sometimes is nixed because of implicit feelings of rivalry when the interviewers are of the same sex. There's actually a study about that, he says.
Oh, interesting.
So like if I was interviewing somebody and they came in and wanted the job, but then I was like, holy crap, that dude is like super attractive and fit. Maybe I would feel insecure by that and not give him the job. Marty says, so much respect for hippos. They kill the most humans and they are herbivores. They kill us just because they don't like us, not because they want to eat us. And let's face it, they have a lot of reasons to not like humans. Whose side are you on, Marty? Somebody send Marty on a safari.
I was telling Mike I watched a video of a few people on a boat, like a motor boat, mm-hmm. like a fishing boat, and a hippo started chasing the boat, and it was going fast. It was catching up to that boat very quickly, and it was not letting up. I don't know if it ran into, like, babies or, you know, family, and the hippo was being protective, but fascinating.
Mandy doubles down on what you said. We're going through the email inbox right now, Donna. We did a little TikTok. My daughter got one removed from her today at school. I just got that notification. Said Fleet Farm has a spray for your yard that you do attach to your hose. She said her dogs were getting them daily this year, and the spray has stopped this. So that's positive. Okay. Krista says, TikTok, no, stop, halt, say no more tick things.
Like tick or TikTok?
T-I-C-K.
Oh, okay. So, wow, people that grossed out over ticks?
I don't think ticks are that gross, but it gives people the eebie-jeebies.
Oh, okay.
Or is it heebie-jeebies?
I have no idea.
Our neighbor found two ticks in her bathwater in January. That's from Linda. Linda, be a helpful neighbor and ask your neighbor to burn their house to the ground in January. That is a sign of some sort of a tick apocalypse.
Wow.
Crazy. Please explain. People are wanting you've explained peaches.
Yes. Miss Peaches.
Gina asked, did I miss the update this week? Did Lou like the Mother's Day gift?
Oh, yeah. Did she?
The foot massager. I would say that Lou liked it. I would say that the kids love it. Then my sister chimes in and says, hey, this is a good quality foot massager, but you should return it and get one that allows your calves to go in it as well.
Oh, upgrade is what she's saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
anyway, I think we have a slow jam.
Hey, this is, if you're new to the slow jam, this is where DJ Rock Lobster looks something up from the past that we have done, slows at the half speed to put a magnifying glass on our idiocy, get a laugh at our expense right now.
I'm going to slow things down.
That's right. We're going to slow things down for the lovers out there. This is the Donna and Steve Slow Jam.
I'm not issuing a bra complaint. I've never heard the number. I've never asked my wife, how many bras do you have?
You know, I think we've got about, I'd say 4 for sure. And then you have your nicer ones for those special occasions.
The Christmas party. I can't imagine having special underwear. Although I kept my silk boxers from my honeymoon for a long time.
Aww.
Just in case.
You should put them in a shadow box. Like down in the basement.
In the basement?
Yeah, I don't know. Get a pinball machine, put them above. Shall I move
on? And then
on?
If I remember the child that was conceived wearing those.
Oh. Was your child conceived on honeymoon night?
No. I'd been away in London. Covering Avatar, and I came home and thought, let's connect our tails.
Is this ChatGPT or is this Steve talking?
Yeah.
I just watched Octopus's mating.
Send me the link. How do they mate?
I don't know. I feel like he puts his foot in her mouth.
Oh my God.
So what had happened was, let's just call her Charlotte for right now.
Okay.
Charlotte has already been around the block, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, so Charlotte's got sperm already in, like, a glove compartment. Okay?
Oh, yeah. That was the Donna and Steve Slow.
And then you found out, Mike, that it's a sex arm.
Sex arm is the official word for it. Not a foot. Not a sex foot. Arm.
Well, you know, they have like all those.
Yeah, tentacles.
Those things that you eat. Oh, my God. What if we're eating the sex arm at a restaurant?
Donna. I think they keep that one separate. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, can I get the calamari?
Please include the sex arm.
Please. Maybe that's the squiggly one. That's always like, you're like, oh, all right.
Ta-da. I feel like I could eat just about anything as long as I don't know what it is first. That's really the big hurdle to eating things. Like the bull testicles that they used to do on Fear Factor. if it tastes cooked, I've got to, just tell me after. It is mental. So much of life is mental. Gather around, everyone. But isn't it, though?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Especially if you bread it and fry it. I mean, I'm looking at some Rocky Mountain oysters right now that look delicious because they're bread and they're fried. Looks like chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. I bet it has a... Do people say that those have a really bad taste?
I don't know.
Because it's not just for pranks. Like some people started eating it somewhere.
I think it's the texture.
That's why the breading and frying helps. They're a little crunch.
They've got a light gamey flavor halfway between chicken and venison.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Do that in strips?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would never even know.
Hmm.
You think they're really serving us crocodile at that place that says deep fried crocodile or gator? What is it at the state fair?
I do.
Where do you think they're getting all of these alligators?
I don't know. Florida?
Florida? Somebody call mom orange? Extraordinaire? Theater?
What did I do to you?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to me right there. I think I'm hangry.
I think you are too.
It's fertilizing day. By the way.
Wow, to the octopus talk.
Oh, no, it's not that fertilizing
day. PMI, your wife's in a neck
I wish,
brace.
Yeah. Boy, hey, Donna.
That's real assertive. Hey, why don't you go ask Lou if she's in the mood and see what happened? And come back, tell us like how many times she punched you.
She's at a swimming class right now with Dev and my parents. Sweet. Somebody said, I was talking earlier that I finally bought a hand pan. Thank you all for your prayers. I bought the hand pan and tree fertilizer arrived, so I'll be fertilizing today. Somebody said, I can just see Steve frolicking now through his trees while playing the hand pan as he's dressed his children as gnomes. Somebody else said, oh, I cannot wait to see the hand pan that Steve gets from Timu. I'm imagining it to arrive just as a metal garbage lid.
Totally.
Oh man. You should learn an instrument too, Donna. Then we could do something finally with the show. We could add music. We could do gigs.
All right. How does the kazoo work?
You're not musically inclined.
That is correct.
Instrument wise.
That's right. Thank you. Mike, Steve just mentioned that his wife took Dev to a swim class.
Mm-hmm.
Found this guy online that I think you should follow.
Ooh.
He has a video out that he's in the Navy. He teaches how to use your jeans. Let's say you fall into the water and you have your jeans on.
Sure.
He's showing us how to use your jeans as a life preserver. You have to take them off first. But anyway, apparently he is a swim instructor and you could watch his swim videos to learn how to swim.
Okay.
Are you going to do it?
Perhaps.
Let me tell you the
guy's
name.
Probably
not
going to jump in with the jeans on, though. That looks...
Okay, that looks... Yeah, because then you got to stick your face in the water and take your pants off.
And just the idea of jumping into my pool at my apartment complex and then taking my jeans off when I get in there is probably a little weird, a little bizarre.
Yeah, that could be. Coach Mike Nitro.
Okay.
I think I've seen this guy do some stuff before, too.
I wonder if he's a SEAL, like a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, this dude was talking about like how to... a great way to float. I'm seeing this gene thing, but I've also, I think, seen the same guy do some different swim lessons online, little practical tips.
Hmm.
There was the one how you float, you know, how you float on your back?
Yeah.
And it's that, wait, what is it? It's one of the two. You either breathe in or breathe out. Has to do with the amount of oxygen that is in your lungs, and one of them will help you to float longer. I can't remember if it's if you breathe out or breathe in, but it has to do with you either want the oxygen in or out of your lungs. One of those two will make you float longer.
Okay.
And again, I could have completed that story by looking it up before I started running my mouth. But
Hey, guys,
it's Friday.
It's fluid.
It's Friday.
We got to go. We'll come back, though.
Okay, we'll come back.
What are you doing with your hands over there?
I wanted to do slip into a quick... impersonation, and then I couldn't materialize it.
Okay.
I got stuck.
All right. We'll find out what the soup of the day is and more when we return.
Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Woo. It's Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson. Woo. Mike the Big Zamboni. Woo. Woo.
Hong Kong. Woo. Hong Kong.
Donna, don't respond to any more emails. You already know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
For our travel. We'll chat after the show.
Okay.
Because we're going on that Caribbean vacation together.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Okay.
Screw it. Let's do it in code right now. Let's come back earlier. They were just given another option. I think you replied to an email regarding travel that we have to do without seeing the response.
I missed the first one.
Obviously reflects poorly on us. Yes.
Well, I'll just write back and say, sorry, I missed the first one. No, I'll just wait till later. Okay. How's everybody doing? Good?
I'm doing well. I have some emails to read you.
Okay.
That grape was too big to have in my mouth, and you shouldn't eat while you're broadcast, gang. I actually did that as a teachable moment for friends of the show. Ben wrote a nice email. He said, I can't handle it. You guys are the funniest show I've listened to in the last 5 years. Absolutely love your show. He wrote that as separate sentences, so that was tricky for me to read. It says, I can't handle it, period. You guys are the funniest show, period. I have listened to in the last 5 years, period. I got it the second time around. Thank you, Ben. Somebody also said mosquito shield. They use like a mosquito service, and those have been really helpful in eliminating. They said they haven't seen ticks on their property in 2 years. Those suckers are expensive, those mosquito services. But if you can eliminate them and you're not, you can eliminate the sound of this during the summer. Ow. Dang it. All right, let's go inside. That's right. Ruined so many summer nights. Snight! Donna, come back to me.
I don't want to.
You have to. All I told right. you don't email. I know she just emailed again. Don't respond. Don't leave me.
Okay, Miss Features.
Oh, this is great. Phil said, super sad I missed out on your tick segment.
Oh, wow.
Hoping the third hour is available soon after the show. Great mowing company. Oh, we're happy to keep you company, Phil, while you mow your lawn. How big does a lawn need to be for you to get a riding mower and not get laughed at?
You know, my neighbor has a riding mower, and his yard, I mean, it's not much bigger than mine. I don't, obviously, I'd feel like an idiot on a riding mower.
Why? Because of the size of your yard?
It's just so unnecessary for me. It's just like, hi, everybody. Like, I'd feel like I was in a parade. You know, it's
like you're on a float.
Yes. It just, I don't.
I'm mowing my lawn now.
Look at me. I'm going in circles.
They are so fun.
Are they?
It really takes mowing. It turns mowing from a chore into a fun little activity, especially when you put the buds in. It is pretty good.
Oh, I
used to mow with one
it.
Back at my parents' house, but yeah, sometimes I'm like, I'm only on a third of an acre.
Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of a, this may be slightly above what last house we were at was a quarter acre. This is slightly above it.
Let me ask you how long it takes you to mow your lawn. Just to mow it, not to trim and everything else. How long does it take you?
I would say if you're doing everything else or just mow.
What, just
am I going to weed eat too? No.
I just said.
All right, sorry.
Just mow.
45 minutes.
Okay. All right. I'm about that, maybe an hour. Little under an hour. Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay. Oh my God. Co-hosts, they're just like us.
Come down for Moose Soup after.
It's always a surprise.
Oh no.
Well, it's been a while since we heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right?
Until Tandy.
Hubbard Cafeteria, please leave a message.
What a guy.
Please leave a message at the tone. When finished, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
Where are you?
Man, what's your problem? It's Friday. Nobody's down there. Don't be a poser.
Yeah, don't. It's chef's choice on Friday. That is that's called leftover garbage.
That's
respectfully.
Right.
But you're not like sitting there doing some culinary thing today.
We know you're making hot dogs.
Oh yeah, and just saying like this is for the wolves or something like that. Let's rally around the T-wolves.
Yeah, we get you. All right.
Whoa, wait, Donna, hang on. We can't let him end the week like that. Hey, Brian, what's up? It's Don and Steve from the Don and Steve Experience. We love you, man. We appreciate you. And we miss you when we don't connect with you. But we're sure you're busy and take care of other things. Thank you for all that you do for
us.
And
have a great weekend. Bye. But, I mean...
I just saw a price. No name attached to it specifically. Actually, yes, but I'm not going to say the name. $800. She said, Steve, only $800 for the summer, and they'll come out every other week and will come out extra when needed. Blank blank is awesome. They're worth the price to not have to pull ticks off of pets when you live in the woods and to be able to sit on the deck. Boy, they come out every other week. That's kind of interesting. Perpetually, and they'll come out extra if needed. That's
and it's
that's
pet intriguing. Safe.
Pet safe, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, that's for the summer.
It's for the whole summer. But, like, if you really want time on your patio and deck and don't want to have to go inside, there's something for me to think about.
I mean, you just threw away an easy $800 to that GameStop stock.
If I would have gotten out at the right time, I would have had money to do that.
See what I'm saying? You a big old dummy. It's my new song, my new single.
This has been the Don and Steve Experience. We thank you so much for listening wherever you happen to listen. Mike, thank you for all of your contributions to our show.
Yeah, thank you.
He'll continue to do all 3 hours with Bradley and Don. After that, it's Low J. Have a wonderful and safe weekend, everybody, and go Wolves.